My father said to me when I came home from Africa, after I was in Africa for 4 years as a missionary, I came home at the ripe old age of 30, went out at 26, and I thought, I've got to witness to my own father. I've been in Africa telling the heathen, but where can you find one more bereft than my father? So I have to witness to him. So we were driving in his old mash down the street, down Washington Street in Waukegan, and I said to him, Dad, have you ever considered letting the Lord Jesus cleanse your heart and come into your life? Oh, I should say not. And he had some adjectives in there which I wouldn't use if I could. But anyway, he said, no, he says, I've got a call in life. I'm going to be down in hell, stoking the fires down there, shoveling coal on the fires, making them hot for the rest of the devils that are coming down there. My father said that. I didn't say much more. And I thought, well, maybe silence is golden right here. He said, but I'm proud of you that you went and talked to those old heathen over there in Africa. And you got them converted, I hope. I thought, well, that isn't going to get you any points with God in heaven that you're proud of me that I did that. But, anyway, I'll try to abbreviate this very quickly. One day, quite a few years later, I was married by this time. I got married after I came back from Africa. I had 4 sons and a husband and a father-in-law. And I was standing in the kitchen cooking dinner for the whole tribe, which I enjoyed doing, happily was doing that. And I got a telephone call from my stepmother, as I told those of you that were here last week, that my father kicked out my mother, my precious mother, and brought in another mother into the house. And she was hard as nails, a big, robust woman. And she said, I just want to tell you, your dad's in the hospital. I said, okay, where, what hospital? So then I went on with my supper. I was the cook. I was the cook, Sister Edith, so I went on with my supper. And I had it probably within 20 minutes of being ready to serve. But the Holy Spirit seemed to say to my heart, go visit your dad, go visit him now. I didn't hear words, but I just had a unction. Go visit your father, go visit him now. And this song we sang now, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Maybe that's not what we're saying, but anyway, something that foulest, his blood can make the foulest clean. My father was very foul with his mouth. So I went to the hospital. So then my husband walked in the door just then, and I said, you know what, Charles? I said, supper isn't ready. It'll be ready in about 20 minutes, half an hour. But I said, you know what, I had a call. My father's in Victory Hospital, and I feel I should go to see him. Well, then turn the fires off and go, he said. Obey the Lord. So I turned the fires off and left the pots on the stove and took off. Went to see my father. And I prayed all the way there. I didn't know what I would find. And I walked in the room. My stepmother was there and 2 stepbrothers. And it was very peculiar. Actually, in retrospect, I don't know why it went that way. I walked in the door and they were standing by my father's bed. And they just backed up toward the wall, like 3 statues. And I came in and I stood by my father's bed. And I had read this, but I had never seen this. My father lay on the bed, thrashing. Oh, 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 oh. I said, Dad, what's the matter? All the past is gone before me. All the past is gone before me. Well, he had plenty of past to go before him, plenty of things, as we all do. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but some people's, you know, it's quite outspokenly wickedness. And he kept that up for several minutes. Oh, oh, oh. And he was seeing. He says, all the past is going before me. All the past is, and he was yelling it out. I was kind of embarrassed. I thought, hope the hospital doesn't hear him, you know. They'll think he's a bad man. Of course, he was a bad man. But all the past is going before me. I took his hand. I said, Dad, I said, you know what? I said, God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die for your sins, to take away your sins. He was sinless, as we just read, spotless, saying, spotless Lamb of God. That's why I'm inspired to tell this, I think. And I said, you know what? I said, Jesus said, he is not willing that any die in their sins. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. I won't kick you out if you call on me, even though you've been wicked. He'll hear your voice. He'll listen to you. And I have a few more. I gave him about 10 scriptures that I had memorized years ago before that. And it just came rolling out of me. And I didn't know what I was going to, I just was going to make a sick call, you know, and say hi, Dad, goodbye. But I didn't know that here was somebody ready at the end of the line. I didn't know that when I went there. I was just making a hospital call. And I said, Dad, you've heard what Jesus came for. He came to save the lost. He came to cleanse our hearts. Would you like him to do that for you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like somebody drowning, going down, like, if you don't catch me now, this is it. And I didn't realize what I'm going to tell you in another half a minute. So we prayed. And that's when I learned, when you're dealing with sinners, sit where they sit. And I said, oh God, we are wretched sinners. And we come to you for mercy. We need your help. Please, Lord, reach out your hand to us and save us from our sins. I've been a missionary, you know, been known the Lord. But you put yourself, sit where they sit. And I said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Come in. And, oh, I told my dad before I started to pray, I said, I'm going to pray, and you pray with me. You pray with me, will you? And he said, yeah. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. He was anxious. To make a long story short, when I opened my eyes, I said, Dad, do you believe he opened your heart? Do you believe he came in? Yeah. And his whole countenance was changed. And I said, he has. Let's thank him. And so then I prayed for him and ended my sick call. The next morning at 7:30, my stepmother called. She said, I just want to tell you, your dad died in the night. Was it good that my husband said he didn't care if he didn't have the supper on time? Was it good that he said, go, if the Holy Spirit says go, go? And was it good that I sensed the desperate need? He knew, he was feeling, I'm sure, in his heart that he was going to die. And he wasn't ready to die. And all the past sins, desertion, and filthy language, and the whole book was going to be, what a desperate condition. And you know what? This is the end. Don't give up on anybody. I've heard mothers and I've heard wives say, I'm giving up on them. My husband's so wicked. He'll never be different. I want to thank Jesus that when he saved me, I started praying for my, I was the only one saved. Only one saved. And I started praying for all of my relatives, all of them. And one by one, it's been miraculous. I could talk to you for 4 hours and tell you, this one, this nephew, this niece, this brother, and then my oldest brother. I could tell you almost an identical story, but I will not. I'll hush now. But I just want to say, never give up praying for the lost. Amen. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I was chief. And you know what? If we pray in faith, the Lord hears our prayer. And we have to say to the Lord, I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded in my heart he's able to keep what I've committed to him. And said, dear God, I can't change them. I can't make them yours. But you can. You can convict them and you can send somebody to them. And God has done that in answer to prayer. He sent somebody to them. I can't help them in California. I live in Illinois. But God will send somebody in California to them. And that's happened. That's happened. So don't give up on anybody, folks. Your relatives, your friends, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters. Keep knocking at heaven's door. And him that cometh to me, Jesus said, I won't cast out. And if you commit them to me, I'll see them through.